We are learning Mesechtas Erevin, Daf Samach Tes Amabez, and we are beginning approximately 7 lines from the top, end of the line, Rav Ashi Amar. The Gemara just finished saying that Rav Huna says that Eiz Yisrael Mumar, who's a Yisrael Mumar, and we assumed first it meant regarding everything, regarding the Yisrael Shecht animal to eat, Yisrael other things. So what's called a mumar? Someone's mechal Shabbos b'fahesya. And the Gemara asked on that, and therefore the Gemara answered that it only means he's a mumar regarding bittel, the halachas of bittel. If someone doesn't make an erev or a schiris, he has to make a bittel. Rav Ashi is going to say a different pshat. Rav Ashi Omar, hay tanahu dechamira lo aleha Shabbos kavayizara. Rav Huna is going according to the Tana that holds that just like Avodah Zarah alone makes a person a mumar for kol Torah kula, if someone's oiv Shabbos alone, that is equivalent to Avodah Zarah, and it makes him a mumar kol Torah kula. K'netanya, like we learned in the Braisa, it says in the pasuk regarding a carbon. It says Dabav Bnei Yisrael Matalayim Odom Ki Yakiv Miken Carbon LaShem Mina Behema. And we make a drasha, mikem, it sounds like some of you could bring a carbon, but not all of you. Who can? Like kolchem, not all Klal Yisrael. Prat lemumar. A mumar is not allowed to bring a carbon. A mumar has a carbon, a dove, he wants to bring a carbon, he cannot bring a carbon. Mikem, another drasha from mikem, is b'chem chalak le'umais. This whole thing that a mumar, who's a rasha, cannot bring a carbon, is only by a Yisrael. But by a non-Jew, by a guy, you make kabbal a carbon for them no matter what. Like it says in the pasuk, ish ish l'rabbis es hanachrim, that they could give a nedav and a davah to the Beis HaMikdash, and there's no limitations on a guy bringing a carbon. What's the drash of mina behema? What do you need the word mina behema? It says in the pasuk mina bakum mina tzayin. Why do you need mina behema? That teaches us lahavi bnei adam adoyim le behema, that people who are similar to behema, you could bring, they could bring a carbon. Rishon means rishon. Mekan amra mekabu kavanas paish Yisrael. We mekabu kavanas from Yisraelim who do averus. Kadesh shiachsu v'tshuva in order to be machsu v'tshuva. Chutz mina mumar v'manasach yayin mechal Shabbos. Besides from mumar and manasach yayin, someone who is manasach yayin that's avodah zarah and a mechal Shabbos. The fast. So Gemara first just wants to understand the brisa. Hogu v'kasha. Amrit bekem lekochem leitzam mumar. First you say that a mumar cannot bring a carbon, like it says at the end. Chutz mina mumar v'manasach yayin mechal Shabbos. And then it says that you could take from Paishe Yisrael. Hal tani mekabum kabbonis Paishe Yisrael. You let him accept the kabbonis from Rishoim. So what's the difference? What's a Rasha is not a Mumar? One hand you say a Mumar, you don't accept the carbon. The other hand you say from Paish Yisrael, you accept the carbon. What's the difference? Holy Kasha is not Shveh. Why? Reisha Mumar Chal Atar Kula. The Reisha someone's a Mumar for everything. And Metziyasa Mumar Dov Echad. And the Sefer it says Paish Yisrael means he's a Mumar only for one Aver. Let's say he eats Nevela. So he eats Nevela. He is allowed to bring a carbon. It's called Paish Yisrael, he's allowed to bring a carbon. Mashainkin a Mumar who's over the whole Atar Kula, he cannot bring a carbon. So that's what the Sefer is talking about. Dava echad, but Eimer Sefer, look at the end. It says chutz mina mumar v'manas echayin. It says mumar v'manas echayin v'chal Shabbos. These three, even though it's one avera, they cannot bring a carbon. So hi, what's the case of mumar? We know v'manas echayin is very zara, and v'chal Shabbos is v'chal Shabbos. What's mumar? What's hi mumar hechidami? Imur v'chal tarikula hi nereisha. The reisha already said a mumar v'chal tarikula is a problem. Se'ila dava echad kashim tziyasa. If it's only for one avera, let's say in a vela, so then it's a problem because you just finished saying that Paish Yisrael could bring in carbon. El lav hachkam, let's see, read it. Chutz min ha-mumar l'natzach yayin ochal v'shabas v'hesia. That all Paish Yisrael accept kabbonis for them besides for someone who's a mumar, which means he does this a lot, he brings wine for Avodah Zarah, and he's b'chal Shabbos v'hesia. So that means someone does one Aveira, you let accept the carbon from him. But if he does the one Aveira is Avodah Zarah, and that's Aveira he always does, or Aveira Mechal Shabbos, by them already it's considered like Kol Torah Kula, and it's called a Mumar. Alma Yisivim's Braisa, Avodah Zarah v'Shabbos ki Adol Inu. Both Avodah Zarah and Shabbos are the same. Shema Minah, we see Ptakavim's Braisa. That's what Rav Huna meant. Rav Huna said that a Mechal Shabbos v'Fahesya is a Mumar, it means Mumar Kol Torah Kula, because usually for Mumar Kol Torah Kula means you have to do all the Averis. But there's two exceptions. If someone is a mumar lover de Zara, or he's a mumar chal Shabbos, the halach is he's considered like a guy. And it's very negay lemaisa for all different halachas for mumar, and you have to know if the non frum Jews these days are considered mumar or not. It's a big discussion, Tanik Shanishba, and other discussions. It's very negay this shayla. Just to point out, there's machlokes rishonim if on a Yisrael you can have a schirus. Machlokes Maram, Rutenberg, and the Rosh. So that's what makes a big nafkamina. If you have a city with Fry Yidin, then the halacha is that they're still Jews regarding schiris. So according to the Rambam and Rutaber, you can't do a schiris. So it's a problem. They're not moed, on one hand, they're not moed the be'eriv. On the other hand, schiris doesn't work. So that's a big issue when you make a city eriv. How do you take care of that problem? So maybe it was semich on the Paiskim hold. You could do schiris from the guy. You have to look into that. Alacha l'maisen. Akaparam, that's what comes after the Mara Mumar. Now we're going to go to a new Mishnah. This Mishnah discusses a lot of what we discussed before. This is the makar for the din of bittel. Zok the Mishnah. You have a chotzer with five houses, and they made an eruv, and one person forgot to participate in the eruv. So the halacha is basically also malachnis v'lohaitzi loy v'lehem. You cannot take any objects out of his house to the chotzer, not him and not them. V'shalahem return lehem, but their houses you're allowed to take out from their houses into the chotzer, from the chotzer to the houses, and even he who didn't make an eruv is allowed to do that. Now the Gemara is going to explain that here. How are they allowed to do that? I have no heir. Tarzis, they made a bittel. This one fellow made a bittel. So he made a bittel. From his house, he can't carry out because that is still his house. Only vatel is reshus in the chotzer. But from their house to the chotzer, since they did a bittel, so the heir is good now. And they could all carry from the house into the chotzer, even him. And the Gemara will explain that. Because the next case is, let's say the opposite, where you have five people in the heir, four people made an heir, one guy forgot. And they decided the four were vatel reshus to the one. Nosnu loy reshusam. All four gave the one his reshus. Hu mutter vein asurim. He is mutter to carry out to the chotzer, but they are asur. That means they can't even carry from his house to the chotzer, even though they gave him all the property. So why is it different than before, where he, who is mavato, is allowed to carry from their houses? So tomorrow we'll talk about that. Next halacha. Hoyu shnayim. There was two people who got an eriv, and you mavato those two people. Oysim zelza. They're still also. It doesn't work. One person can give rishos and take back rishos. Shnayim, two people noisim rishos. They can vata rishos, but vein noitlim rishos. They can't accept a bittel from other people. Me'ei misai noisim. When do you do this bittel rishos? Me'ei noisim rishos. When do you do bittel rishos? You have to do it before Shabbos. We still over mishachashechik. You even do it after it's Shabbos. And the Gemara later on, the final Aleph will explain. The Machlokes is according to Beis Shammai, the bittel is more of a kinyan, and therefore you cannot do it on Shabbos. But according to Beis Hillel, just a siluk ba'alma, and therefore you can do it even on Shabbos. The last line Mishnah is something very familiar. Mishnah also Rishusay, someone who was a vatos Rishus v'hoitzi, and then he went and carried out from his house to the chotzer. So Beis Shoyg v'meizid v'ezer oisid v'ramer. Meir holds that sai shoyg sai meizid. You took back your bittel. Even though b'shoigig, it's a knas otumezid, and therefore you took back your bittel. And we saw the Gemara and Alav, it's only if the b'nei mavi did not accept ownership. But if they accept ownership already by using it, then he cannot take it back. But we're talking about they didn't accept ownership yet. So it says, b'shoigig b'mezid, reza oisir, d'bra meir. Rabbi Huda ev mezid oisir, b'shoigig an oisir. If he goes out and purposely and uses it, then it's like he's taking it back. But b'shoigig is not asir. Zog the Gemara. I'm going to explain the first line of the Mishnah. The first line of Mishnah said, "Anchi chotzer shachachem v'le'iriv." Basically, he can't carry out from his house to the chotzer, but from their house, the other four people made an error from their house. You are allowed to carry to the chotzer. So Gemara makes a dig. Basically, who'd also hachatzeiroi shari? The chotzer alone is mutter. Heichidami. Either bittel basically, if he was in Vatel's house, am I also? If he's in Vatel's house, why is it also take from his house to the chotzer? He was in Vatel to other people. Why is the chotzer mutter for them to carry in? They still have his reshus, and he didn't make an erev. This person forgot his erev. So the Gemara answers, because you bittel reshus chatzeroi, loy bittel reshus beisai. The case of our Mishnah is he's mevatel his chotzer, but he was not mevatel his house. Because sabri rabbanon hamevatel reshus chatzeroi reshus beisai bittel. When someone's vatel his reshus and his chotzer, his reshus basically bittel. The dai in is provides for the chotzer. It's possible to have a house without a chotzer, and therefore, let's say it's Reuven who forgot to make an eruv, and now Shimon Levi and Yehuda have a problem that they can't carry in the chotzer. So Reuven gave away his reshus and the chotzer to Shimon Levi and Yehuda. So Shimon Levi and Yehuda carry from their house into the chotzer, and they carry around the chotzer. And the same thing is that Reuven also carried from Shimon Levi's house to the chotzer, but Reuven's house is off limits because he's not part of the Erev and he was not mevatel it. And that's why basically also melachnes melhoitzi because he's never mevatel his house, so his house is off limits. So the next part of the Mishnah says, v'shalahem mutter loy v'lehem, but their house, Shimon Levi Yehuda's house, you're allowed to carry out, even Reuven's allowed to carry out from their house to the chotzer. My time, what's the reason? He's like a guest by them. When he goes to their house and takes something out, he's like a guest by their house, and therefore it's no problem. But it says, what about the opposite case? Let's say Shimon Levi Yehuda gave their, they made an Erev, but the Reuven didn't make an Erev, and he didn't want to do Bitl either. So they gave their Rishus to Reuven. Nos lo Rishusa, hu mutter v'hein asurim. He is mutter to carry out from his house to the Chatzar, and they are asur. Frate the Gemara, why is it different than the first case, where we said Reuven is allowed to carry out Shimon Levi Yehuda's house, so why can Shimon Levi Yehuda carry out Reuven's house when they were vatal their Rishus to Reuven? When I have inu l'gabei ki archim, let them be to him like Archim. So Gemara says, Chad gabi chamisha have Archim. One person to five can be a guest. Chamisha, five people gabi chad, lo have Archim. Five to one is not an Arch. That Arch. So therefore, they can't carry out. Now the Gemara thinks right now that the case of the Reisha and the next case are in the same idea. That the first, Reuven was Vatas Shos to Shimon Levi Yehuda, and then afterwards, Reuven had to do something, so Shimon Levi Yehuda was about to Rishos to Reuven. That's the Gemara thought. The Gemara says, Shmami, no, that's the case. You see, you could be Mevatel and then take it back and Mevatel the other way. So we have a form of Chalukah, Rav Shmuel. How can we arrive from a Mishnah? The Gemara says, no, Hotkamar. Nosla Rishus and Mikara. It's a different case. If Nosla Rishus and Mikara, in the beginning, this way the Shabbat started off was that Shimon Levi Yehuda gave their Rishos to Reuven. He is mutter to carry from his house, but they are also, like we said, because one with five people can be a oirech, it can be one person. When it says five, it's lav dafka, like Rashi speaks out. It could be even two. Two lagavi one is also not a oirech. Lav dafka five. Zot the Gemara Vaita. Hoyushnayim oisim zelazet. Says if there's two fellows who didn't make an erev, and everyone was mavato to the shnayim, it doesn't work. If the shnayim gave it to them, that works. But the other way, it doesn't work. Why not? Because they still don't have an erev of two fellows. So it's Mara Pshita, it's Pasha. They don't have an erev to each other, so why would you think it helps? If all five are vatal to two who didn't make an erev, what's the having to help? The two ask each other. Loitzricha, tohoda chad menayu avatal elechavrei. One of the guy went ahead and was a vatal to his friend. One of these two went and vatal all his resources to the other person. So now it's one. Ma'atem listeri, kemash lo no. Why not? The kima did in the bottle. When they made the bittel to the bittel didn't do anything because they still couldn't use the chatzah. Since the bittel didn't do anything, since it didn't make a shuz by a chatzah, it's not called a bittel. So therefore, it's not loy. It doesn't work. Keeping it in the bottle, loy does not work. The bittel doesn't work. If the bittel b'shas, then they made the bittel, when they made the giving away their rishus, at that time it didn't help them carry, there was no tekanas chazal that bittel should work there, and therefore bittel did not work in that case. She'echan osim rishus. So it says in the Braisa, when it says in the Mishnah, when it explains like the klal, the rule in the Mishnah, it says, one person can give and take, but shnayim give and can take. So why do I have to repeat over this rule? Inoisin tanina. That's the first case of the Mishnah. Inoitel tanina. It's the second case of the Mishnah. So say for tzvichle, shnayim noisin rishos, hanami pshita, it's also pasha, two people give a rishos. Mao de tema, ligzar dim asav tuleo, maybe. If two people have to give away their rishos, it doesn't work the bittul. Because people will think if they both could give away their rishos, then they probably two people could accept rishos. And we said two people can't accept rishos because it doesn't work because they ask each other. So if you allow two people to give rishos, you would think maybe they could accept rishos. So maybe you should allow two people to give away rishos. Kamash v'lon, you're not geyser. Mount him and ligzer the master of a tulilu, you'll come to vatel to two. Kamash v'lon, no, you don't make such a gzeira.